Of all things, right away. This is just a little reminder that we are looking forward to hearing about your hero in the scriptures, a scripture that is important to you or your favorite hymn. See calls for entries in the July, August, and October 2000 issues of the New Era. Tell us why your hero, scripture, or hymn is important to you in 100 words or less, and send your submission and a snapshot of yourself to The New Era, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150. Address your submission to My Scripture Hero, Scripture Power, or My Favorite Hymn, depending on the subject you choose. Where in the world is President Hinckley? Seminary students in the New Canaan Ward in Connecticut have a new take on following the prophet. They follow him around the world with blue dots. A map converted in blue dots hangs on their seminary wall, each dot denoting a place President Hinckley has visited in the last 5 years. That's more than 180 dots. It is apparent to the most casual observer that our prophet loves the people of the church. We know that the time spent with the people will become stories handed down from generation to generation, says Katie Schneiber, a New Canaan Seminary student. Following the travels of the prophet and carefully studying his messages or doings in each place has been a testimony-building experience for these students. It has been uplifting and inspiring to follow the travels of our modern-day prophet, along with the prophets of the Old Testament, Katie says. We try to follow his example by teaching and sharing our light of Christ with the world. Becoming a man. Really understand and use the priesthood you bear. Honor it. Realize its power. Remember, the Aaronic priesthood that you bear is the preparatory priesthood leading to the Melchizedek priesthood. By the power of the Melchizedek priesthood, the only begotten Son created worlds without number as the primordial Jehovah, and then performed many miracles on earth as our Savior Jesus Christ. See Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. Doctrine and Covenant, section 76, verse 24, and Moses, chapter 1, verse 33. A wise priesthood leader taught that now is the time in your life for doing, so later you become the man you are to be. Heavenly Father trusts you. You have the very priesthood that Aaron bore honorably, and that John the Baptist used when he baptized Jesus to fulfill all righteousness. Matthew chapter 3, verse 15. Heavenly Father loves you. Your priesthood leaders will call many, many of you and set you apart as members of quorum presidencies or as quorum secretaries. What great leadership lessons you learn as you lead others while you are young. 1934 through 2000, Ensign, Elder Hugh W. Pinnock. Avoiding anger. Instances of violence in schools, on the road, and in the home have some teens worried about their safety. USA Weekend reports that 91% of students recently surveyed have seen others being picked on, and 30% have been threatened with violence themselves. Most troubling is that 3 in 4 of the teens who responded to the USA Weekend survey said it was seemingly insignificant things that sparked violent reactions, an insult, bumping into someone, or even just a glance. We cannot control the actions of others, but we can choose not to become part of the problem. As Latter-day Saints, we follow the Savior. He told us to be peacemakers, and he set the example by not responding to anger with anger. Elder Lynn G. Robbins of the 70 has given a warning about the dangers of anger. A cunning part of Satan's strategy is making us believe that we are victims of an emotion that we cannot control. Becoming angry is a conscious choice, a decision. Therefore, we can make the choice not to become angry. We choose. Anger is a yielding to Satan's influence by surrendering our self-control. It is the thought sin that leads to hostile feelings or behavior. It is a detonator of road rage on the freeway, flare-ups in the sports arena, and domestic violence in homes. Understanding the connection between agency and anger is the first step in eliminating it from our lives. We can choose not to become angry, and we can make that choice today, right now. I will never become angry again. Ponder this resolution. Ensign, May 1998, pages 80 and 81. Watch what you watch. Another way to avoid violence in your life is to avoid violence in the media. That includes television, movies, music, the internet, and video games. Four national health associations in the United States have directly linked violence in entertainment to violent behavior in young people. Consuming media that has violent content increases your perception that the world is a violent place and also makes your participation in violent behavior more likely. It also increases your fear of being a victim of violence. Making wise media choices is very important to your spiritual well-being. Choose to watch and listen only to uplifting things. End of section of All Things. Fiction